I have been assured that there is no conceivable defense against these weapons.
Oh, please. The Praetorian Guard was invincible in its time, but one soldier with a 19th-century machine gun would destroy them in seconds. The president stared for a moment, perhaps listening to someone offstage explaining what the Praetorian Guard was.
Science is on my side here, Professor. This energy beam goes at the speed of light. Do you know of any way to detect it and get out of its way?
No, but neither do I have a spaceship that can go the speed of light. If I did, I'd probably have something to protect myself against 21st century weapons.
Exactly my point last night, Pauling said. The only thing we know about these creatures is that their science is beyond our comprehension.
You may be committing suicide for the whole human race, Rory said,
or murdering the human race out of ignorance and hubris.
This is not just a bad idea, Dee Dee said. This is the worst idea in history.
The president's famous temper finally boiled over.
Then history will judge me, not a room full of professors!
She disappeared, along with Pauling. The governor faded out with a fixed smile pasted on his face. It was just the three of them, spaced around a plain round table. Rory sipped cold coffee.
I think she has a thing about professors.
Professors tend to have a thing about her, the chancellor said.
We don't have to keep this secret, Dee Dee said. We ought to get the word out before the administration does.
Mal shook his head. She said it was top secret.
I don't have any clearance, she said. Do you?
I can probably get Maria Washington, Rory said. She's not exactly pro-administration.
She took a phone out of her purse and punched two numbers. She nodded at a robot voice.
Tell Maria that Rory Bell, down in Florida, has to talk to her immediately. Big scoop.
She pushed the off button. Big scoop of something.
I need a real cup of coffee, Dee Dee said. Go by Sarah's on the way back?
Mal checked his watch.
You two go. I still have time to show up at a budget hearing and surprise some people.
He smiled, and the smile faded.
Let me know if you need any help, Rory. With the Q people or her nibs.
Thanks, Mal. I may need you to back me up on what the president said.
Count on it. He looked at Dee Dee. See you Saturday?